Hurricane Wilma is battering the coast of Mexico. It's now a Category 4 storm, I believe, and is expected to head east, turn east, head toward Florida. A little bit later, we'll get an update on what the exact status is that is. But, you know, first I want to talk to a subject that gets very little attention and has with Hurricane Katrina and Rita and other hurricanes that have passed through the Gulf Coast, and that is devastation that we don't hear about. That's like the impact on the medical research in the Gulf Coast, and it has been significant as well. When you think that the electricity is out, there are all kinds of research laboratories there. There are samples and tissues and whatever that have to remain to be refrigerated, and many of them are gone forever. Joining me now is Paul Welton. He is Senior Vice President for Health Sciences at Tulane University's Health Science Center in New Orleans. He joins us by phone from there. Welcome to Science Friday.
Good afternoon, Aaron. Nice to be with you.
How are things on the campus doing? The campus is shut down to students, is it not?
The campus is shut down. It's shut down for everyone. We have about 400 workers on our campus. They've been there for the last 8 weeks trying to get our buildings back into shape so we can get going.
Tell us about the research projects that were disrupted.
Well, of course, Tulane is an old institution, 171 years. It's got a great history in research, number of Nobel laureates, many firsts. You were talking about stem cells earlier on. We opened the first adult stem cell center in the country. We've got lots of studies that are critically important to the nation and the world. Bogalusa Heart Study is in children what Framingham is in adults. So
tell us about that study. You had blood and tissue samples of that dating back how far?
Going back 30 to 40 years.
And they're all gone?
Well, they're not all gone. We've done a lot to mitigate. Mm-hmm. So we have residuals in our freezers, which can be used for genetic testing. We have duplicates, and we have a lot of profiling. So we haven't lost everything, but we sure have lost a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say, you know, the losses really come in four categories. There is the damage to the first floors and basements, and we didn't have things like animals in any of those areas. We've learned over time, because of flooding, not to do that. But we do have labs there, and certainly for our population sciences studies, where we see participants in the community and for our clinical research, that all goes on in the first floor. So that was a total write-off. We just had to throw it all out. We really worked really hard. Our faculty were just magnificent in the immediate post-Katrina era, and they managed to feed and water the animals. So we did manage to save a lot of our animals, the important transgenic mice. We do have a tank farm of liquid nitrogen to preserve cell lines, both clinical and research. We have preserved a lot of equipment, but we've lost all of our freezers. I mean, obviously we have the freezers, but the specimens are largely of no use.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone was disrupted. Obviously our international studies, of which we're active in about 70 countries, were minimally disrupted, but all of the administration, the brain of the university, went down. We've only recently gotten our email up and working again. So everyone was disrupted, and some were incredibly disrupted. Population sciences, clinical research, those were very, very severely disrupted.
Mm-hmm. Are you getting back online now?
We're back online. We have been working 24/7 to really get things up and going again. And we have done a lot of mitigation. And the good news is we did save a lot. We didn't have anything dangerous occur. We worked very early on to make sure that there would be no select agents or any dangerous agents that would get into the wrong hands. So we now are 8 weeks after the event. We've had 400 workers in our buildings pretty much day and night, and still we're not back up. We only have power in one of our buildings. We're planning to get our investigators back into their own research space on a staggered basis beginning in early November. We have been very fortunate that the academic community has been there for us. The National Institutes of Health, the NSF, they've all been magnificent throughout this. They have helped us. They've allowed our investigators and our postdocs to find locations on a temporary basis.
Mm-hmm.
They've helped us with extensions of funding. So they've really come through for us in a way that many others haven't, and we're immensely grateful.
Well, I wish you good luck, and wish you the best in getting back to work as quickly as you can. And
well, thank you.
Thank you for taking time to join
with
welcome.
Us and tell
Thanks
us
about
for having
this.
Me on.
You're welcome. We've been talking about the state of research in New Orleans at Paul Welton, Senior Vice President for Health Sciences at Tulane University Health Sciences Center in New Orleans.